The print and broadcast news outlet that covers the Muscogee Nation in Oklahoma was once considered the gold standard for press freedom in Indian country. But last November, the tribe's chief and council passed legislation that put Muscogee media under the tribe's executive branch. And last week, the chief vetoed a bill that would have restored the newsroom's editorial independence. Journalist Sterling Cosper resigned as manager of Muscogee Media in protest, and he joins me now. Sterling, welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me, Peter.
And as far as you were told, what were the reasons for your news organization being placed under the control of the nation's executive branch?
Well, that's a really interesting question, and I will say that the reasons have kind of changed. The first stated reason by one of the council reps that was a co-sponsor of the repeal was that there was just flat too much negative coverage. The chief that signed the bill and later just recently did the veto, in his veto message, we're hearing a lot of stuff about financial concerns.
Well, Chief James Floyd, who you referred to there, says Muscogee Media remains independent. He says he's dedicated to a free press and that really this is about ensuring departmental accountability and efficiency. You must not be convinced because you decided to quit anyway.
Yes. Well, I mean, I guess I'd ask for the larger audience, if the president said that, would you believe him?
Because you're making the point that this is like the New York Times falling under the purview of the White House.
Sure. Sure. You know, it's not immediately equatable. We do receive tribal funds. But nonetheless, I mean, to say that it's independent news when the managing editor sits under Tourism and Recreation, which sits under the Secretary of the Nation and Commerce, all those people answer to the chief. So if he wants someone fired, he can do it. And that's what people need to understand.
Okay, so some journalistic problems potentially there. But when this organization was editorial independent, you all shed some pretty important light on stories there. Mismanagement of funds by the tribal government, deficiencies in the tribal housing program. What do your news consumers have to lose now that this outlet has lost its editorial freedom? I assume there's not a lot of other news outlets working on these types of stories.
Well, that's the key point. Now it's basically sitting on outside media to find a story big enough that really warrants coverage. But it's important to understand we're citizens, we understand the government, and also we have our finger on the pulse of the nation all day long.
Yeah. Now, at its heart, this is a local story, but the Native American Journalist Association conducted a survey of Native journalists last year where they found that a lack of editorial control was seen to be a major threat to tribal media across the board. So how big of a problem is this across all of Indian country?
So I hate to make an overgeneralization that all tribes are the same, but, you know, a lot of them are in a similar circumstance as us in a sense that outside media is not full-time dedicated to covering what's going on with their tribes. Also, because of maybe how their societies are set up, they really don't have a good economy or whatever to support a robust department that reports on the government. So this is kind of the reason behind some of these tribes that do have tribally funded media outlets. When a scandal breaks, all of a sudden they see an outside media department covering a story that their media department isn't. You know, that's what happened with us. And that's why folks started looking at, well, what is the nature of the press? And maybe should we do something different to make sure that they're in a position of protection to where they can properly cover what's going on with our tribe day to day?
Well, part of the problem is, and you've hinted at this, is that gathering news is expensive and that in many cases, tribal nations are really the only entities that will fund a media outlet that's focused on Indian country. So what's the solution to that? There's not a lot of ad revenue out there.
Well, I'm glad you said it, because that is exactly the case. I mean, people are going to buy advertising in an outlet that really kind of pertains to them or their customers at the end of the day, you know, and there's not a lot of broad shareholders all the time that are robust enough to finance that kind of operation. So, I mean, yeah, that as far as what the answer is, I really don't know. You know, that's the thing. We had a free press bill that structurally separated us from the government. You know, at the end of the day, we just need to decide that this is important for the tribe And if they see the importance of this, we need to find a way, or at least all agree, that it needs adequate funding to do its job.
Meanwhile, those protections that you mentioned are gone. You are out of a job because you've resigned. Are you out of journalism? What's next for you?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, that's what I'd like to do. However, you know, at the end of the day, I just need to get some income coming in. But I always said, you know, even if I resign, if my title doesn't reflect that I'm a journalist, just the act of protesting an unethical journalistic model still made me a journalist, whether I was doing that day to day or not.
Well, good luck to you, Sterling Cosper, former manager of Muskogee Media. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Peter.